proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. This is your host, Aaron Broughton, and I'm delighted to be with you today. And what I'd like to share with you today is called The Coming of God's Kingdom. This was actually an article that was published a few years ago in the Everlasting Nation magazine. It was written by one of our workers, Brother Howard Rothenberg, who ministers in Florida. And I pray that this will be a blessing to you, especially as we think about the Lord and His purpose and plan for this earth and for His kingdom. We're reminded in Matthew 6, verse 10, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven." When Christians utter those words, they should realize that they are asking God to exercise His sovereignty on this planet, as He does in the celestial sphere. How do the Jewish people perceive the kingdom of God, though? Throughout the Old Testament, the kingdom of God referred to the dominion of God over the nations of the earth, as opposed to the rule of earthly kings. In the Psalms, David penned these words in Psalm 22, verse 28, "For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He is the governor among the nations." The author of Psalm 103 wrote in verse 19, "The Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all." Therefore, the Tanakh, the Hebrew Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures, taught that the kingdom of God already existed. The prophets noted that God will reign from the land of Israel. The prophet Isaiah alluded to an era when the moon shall be confounded and the sun ashamed, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before His ancients gloriously. That's from Isaiah 24, verse 23. Obadiah proclaimed in verse 21, "Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's." Such verses dispel the notion that the Old Testament depicted the kingdom of God only as a spiritual dominion over the souls of men. The kingdom of God will last throughout eternity. According to Micah 4, verse 7, God said, "I will make her a halted remnant, and her that was cast afar off a strong nation. And the Lord shall reign over them in Mount Zion, and from henceforth even forever." Even the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar recognized that his kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation, according to Daniel 4, verse 3. Several Old Testament passages link the kingdom of God with a future age when God's Messiah will reign. God declared to His anointed, "I will declare the decree the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession." That's from Psalm chapter 2. Zechariah also declared in Zechariah 14:9, "And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, and in that day there shall be one Lord, and His name one." So in a sense, therefore, the Jewish people perceived God's kingdom as a dominion that would happen during the latter times. Later Jewish writers believed that the kingdom of God could not come into existence until the human race first recognized God's sovereignty. The author of Pirkei Avot, or the Ethics of the Fathers, for instance, wrote that taking on the burden of God's kingdom frees a person from all other yokes. Before the divine dominion could come to earth, men had to reject their idolatry and submit to the true God. Jews today still long for the kingdom of God to arrive. According to the Jewish Encyclopedia, the entry, "The Kingdom of God," the ancient liturgy culminates in the prayer that, quote, "God may establish His kingdom speedily. They will then have their desire granted. A time will come," according to Revelation 11:15, "the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever." As Jewish people declare on every Passover, "May He come to us hastily in our time, with Messiah, the Son of David." Again, this has been an article entitled "The Coming of God's Kingdom." This is written again by Brother Howard Rothenberg, who's a Jewish believer. By the way, I want to invite you that if you've never received a copy of The Everlasting Nation, this is published by IBJAM, simply contact us here, and we'd be happy to get you a copy or sign up for a subscription as well. And I know that you will be blessed. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.